just because you've let someone cross your boundaries once doesn't mean you have to let them do it again and again. Good morning, lovely people! Welcome to the Bubbly Babies Weekly Monday Get Up and Go Podcast Season 2! Sharing with you again, as usual, some good and positive vibes every Monday to get you all pumped up for a fabulous and healthy week. Bid farewell to negative thoughts and self-doubts. And say hello to a healthier, happier, and sexier you. Ooh. I know it's not always easy to stay optimistic, especially during the pandemic. But hopefully, my Monday messages can help you get going and help you welcome the radiance of optimism in your life. Let's check out this week's message. We always hope for the best for people, but for some, that just doesn't work. There are people who will never listen to you and will never take you seriously. They will continue to overstep boundaries for as long as you have interactions with them. We call them boundary breakers. Boundary breakers come in all forms. They can be family members, friends, colleagues, neighbors. They can be toxic, manipulative, or actually have good intentions. But no matter who violates your boundaries and no matter the reasons, it's important to keep in mind that your boundaries are valid. Yes, they don't require further explanations, and it's okay to unapologetically demand that they be respected. When it comes to your boundaries, you should not allow negative and toxic individuals pass you around at any cost. This is your life, your boundaries, your values, your choices, and your rules. You are in charge here, honey. You're the only person who has the final say. However, much easier said than done, setting boundaries can be difficult. And reinforcing them against those who break them is even harder. Sadly, there's no easy answer. And solutions to this problem are not one size fits all. But it's up to you to determine the root cause for these boundary violations and figure out the best solutions to them. Dealing with someone who repeatedly violates your boundaries is about trusting your instincts, identifying your choices, and as I say, choosing the best option. Of course, none of these solutions may be ideal, but at least you're respecting yourself. By setting healthy boundaries, yes, it can happen. You will definitely upset others. They will be angry. They will be offended by your choices, and sometimes you cannot continue to have them in your life. Yes, that's totally okay. You should not allow selfish, self-centered, self-absorbed people and narcissists manipulate you as they pleased. Don't back down, and even if they tell you to stop being a drama queen or to calm down or whatever other downgrading phrases they throw at you, don't allow the demeaning words throw you off or soften you. Stay strong, be bold, and give yourself permission to have boundaries and recognize that you totally deserve to have them. You have the right to declare your values, So tell them that your boundaries are not on the table for discussion. It's simple. No means no, no matter what. Do know, though, that you do not have to be hurtful in order to be strict. Defending your boundaries should not look like tearing someone else down or causing them their own pain. Set boundaries and correct others firmly, but gently and kindly too. The people who truly matter will certainly apologize, listen, and learn. You don't have to feel mean or selfish for defending your choices and boundaries. Remember that you are setting your boundaries as a way to care for yourself. It doesn't make you uncaring because you aren't doing things their way. It's just because you love yourself and know that you deserve respect. Your boundaries and those of others should be heeded and abided by, and it is not okay to walk all over them. That's it. That was your Monday Get Up and Go podcast. But if you want to find more ways how you can set healthy boundaries, healthy personal boundaries, stay tuned because I'm going to make a longer podcast with all the necessary information and give you amazing tips how you can set healthy boundaries and why you should set them. Stay tuned for this. Thank you for listening to me. This was your favorite host, the Bubbly Bibi.